Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good afternoon from News Radio 1020 KDKA in Pittsburgh. I'm Robert Sir. Here are the top news stories that we are working on for this Wednesday, June 20th, 2018. The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood watch for Allegheny, Washington, Westmoreland, Greene, and Fayette counties until 10 o'clock. Forecasters say up to 2.5 inches of rain is possible by tonight. Allegheny County Police have released new information into the shooting death of a 17-year-old Rankin boy last night by an East Pittsburgh police officer. The story from KDK Radio's Joe DeStio.
County police investigating the shooting death of Woodland Hills High School student Antoine Rose Jr. say the officer who fired at him 3 times has yet to be interviewed. Superintendent Coleman McDonough says the officer is justified in firing if he feels threatened or others are threatened.
If you believe that that person fleeing continues to present a threat of deadly force, and deadly force is the only way that you can effect the arrest and prevent that threat.
Rose was not armed and was hit as he ran from a traffic stop. 2 semi-automatic handguns were found in his car, which was involved in a shooting minutes earlier. At County Police Headquarters, Joe DeStio, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
President Trump says he'll sign what he called a preemptive executive order to stop the practice of separating families at the U.S.-Mexican border, but that he needs the Senate to pass an immigration bill.
Politicians don't like the word comprehensive immigration reform, but I really think we have an opportunity to do the whole immigration picture, and that's what I'm looking to do ultimately. But right now we want to fix this problem, and I think we'll be able to do that.
More on the executive order from CBS's Paula Reed.
He's going to sign an executive order, and that's going to say, look, we're still going to prosecute everyone who comes here illegally because we believe that is a crime and we should prosecute you, but we will now allow families to be detained together while we process you, while we prosecute you, and while we deport you.
A White House official says First Lady Melania Trump has been encouraging the president, quote, for some time now to do all he could to help families stay together, whether it was by working with Congress or anything he could do on his own. The main appropriations bill in a $32.7 billion spending package for Pennsylvania's approaching fiscal year is speeding through the state legislature. The centerpiece of the No New Taxes spending package unveiled yesterday won overwhelming House approval today, 188-10. It still requires Senate approval. Now, the package increases spending through the state's main operating account by 2% over the current year's enacted budget of $32 billion. The increase goes largely to public schools, social services, pensions, and prisons. It also creates a $60 million off-budget grant program for school safety. However, House officials say it taps one-time cash sources to shift about $800 million in Medicaid costs off budget. The new fiscal year begins July 1st. A federal appeals court has upheld a 2017 ruling and thrown out lawsuits brought against government contractor KBR, who veterans claim caused health problems by using burn pits during the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. KBR is a former Halliburton subsidiary. The court said KBR's decisions on waste management and water services were de facto military decisions, unreviewable by the court. Dozens of lawsuits allege that KBR's practice of dumping tires, trucks, medical waste, and other materials into open burn pits caused neurological problems, cancers, and other health issues in more than 800 service members. American Airlines plans to cut an undisclosed number of management jobs that top executives say are no longer needed for more than 4 years after merging with U.S. Airways. The company says there will be a combination of layoffs and buyouts over the next several weeks. American is the world's biggest airline and has about 103,000 employees. In KDKA Sports, the Pirates and Brewers will finish their series at PNC Park tonight. The winner wins the series. The Penguins will open the 2018-2019 regular season at PPG Paints Arena, hosting the defending Stanley Cup champion Washington Capitals. It's October 4th at 7 p.m. The Penguins' complete 2018-2019 regular season schedule will be released tomorrow afternoon. I'm Robert Sir for News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.